Hello.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for returning to another episode with us. And we loved our animal episode so much last time that we really got to thinking that we really didn't cover everything. So we're broadening it to now include our topic today is exotic animals.
Yeah, it was cool. If you guys, the previous episode, we discussed domestic.
Yep.
The basic cats, ones, the dogs. Normal ones, dogs, cats. We didn't really get into many other domestic animals, but we covered dogs and cats mostly, mm-hmm. obviously. But this one is going to be awesome, I think, because it's a really cool topic.
I think so. Something we talk about a lot, actually.
Especially me.
Because you're a big exotic animal lover, and I love them too. And you always have this fantasy about bringing them home with you.
Absolutely. It's really bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. Some people want to, you know, free animals because they're in zoos.
Right.
I literally want to steal them from a zoo so I can keep them in captivity for myself. So
you can just,
it's the way I am.
Bring them home with you.
I know. It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. It's really bad. I just think I personally have always liked animals. Just like I always watch, you know, Animal Planet, all the National Geographic stuff. I can get roped into any animal documentary. So.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
I think they have such personality and they're so unique and they all, you know, especially the animals that live in different climates and, you know, how the natural order is. I am a big animal lover. I think you're more like risky. Like you like the more dangerous animals,
I'd say. I love the more dangerous animals.
I like the more passive ones.
Yeah. And part of it too is like, I love the dangerous animals because I want, of course, I think everyone respects their abilities, obviously, but I really love certain aspects of, you know, the skills animals have, how strong they are, how fast they are, how agile they are.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you hear about...
They're incredible.
You hear about, you know, tigers they'll make a kill and they will drag it miles into the woods before they even start eating it.
And into the trees, too.
Into the trees, like... Yeah, in like the jungle.
Bring it up the tree.
Which most things... You would think most things would be exhausted after hunting an animal, that they wouldn't want to drag a freaking antelope or whatever the heck it is, a deer, whatever it is they eat, into the woods to eat it. But it's incredible. And they're just jacked. These animals are just jacked. As an athlete myself, I'm just jealous of how strong they are.
Oh, absolutely.
How high they can jump.
Diesel... They're incredibly strong. And the thing that always blows me away are the smaller animals that are so strong too.
Yeah. It comes from jealousy, but also like, it's pretty cool. I think they're just cool animals. And, you know, obviously you've seen so many dogs and cats in your life, you know, to see like an exotic animal. It's just like, so it's amazing. It's a cool experience no matter what.
And I do feel bad for them in zoos, but I do love seeing them too, in a way. Like, I really just like seeing new animals and, you know, really unique animals that you normally wouldn't see if you didn't just go travel to that place.
Yeah, the zoo argument, of course, it's fair, obviously, because they're not living a natural life. The other side of the argument always is a lot of animals, they live a lot longer in zoos than they would in the wild.
Yeah, and they do have conservation efforts, you know, breeding efforts. So certainly I'm not bashing zoos by any means. There's some really honorable zoos that are doing the right things.
Yeah, and they're evolving.
And they're helping endangered species.
Yeah.
Like I know, for instance, Galapagos turtles, they can't survive in the wild anymore because their shells don't get hard until they're 3 years old. So little baby turtles will get crushed by people. They'll get crushed by a lot of different predators and they won't survive until their shell gets hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't sell me on turtles. Turtles are awesome. Yeah. So, and that's, you know, that's part of it. But yeah, I think now what we have to start doing is now diving into...
Do you have your wish list?
Our top pets are wish lists.
Do you have... I mean, you probably have a wish list a mile long.
This was tough for me to prepare because... Of course, like you said, you just said it. I have a mile long list of animals, you know, I basically, at some point, will want need to own like every zoo ever. But you know, that's a whole nother that's a whole nother unrealistic thing.
Maybe
animal sanctuary.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
we had a lot of land.
Yeah. So, but I've narrowed my list down to three.
Okay.
At least types. I mean, some pets are specific, but at least types of pets.
I can counter with three.
All right, you got three.
Now you start though.
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. So my number one, I think, pet that I'd love to have, assuming I have the space for it, would be an elephant. Because these things are cool. Elephants are cool on land. And they just, you know, obviously, other than seeing a pissed off elephant charging at you, for the most part, elephants are very intelligent. They're cool.
Very intelligent.
Especially when I envision, if I had my own elephant, I would envision having like a pond.
Yeah.
It would have to be a decent sized pond. One, I would like a pond. If I had an elephant, I would like a pond where it could at least go underwater if it wanted to.
Yeah, so deep enough.
Deep enough
where it could actually swim.
Yeah, it could get it could get in the water. They're cool. Like you can climb. You can climb up them, and you know they're fun. You know they're funny. I've seen so many videos of elephants.
Yeah.
Using their their little guy to just grab certain things, and certain women have been unfortunately been victims of that too. The elephant's getting a little grabby, but but it's funny though. Yeah, exactly. They're just grabbing
kisses.
They're grabbing on the thing. Well, yeah, that they do nice things too, but sometimes they get a little frisky.
Yeah, give so, kisses.
But yeah, but elephants is up there. Number two, this is kind of a crazy one, but definitely I can't leave this animal off or this type of animal off.
Okay.
Monkeys.
Oh, frisky.
Yes.
They are sneaky little guys.
They are. They're very smart. They're sneaky and all that. I think a problem is, I don't know, those of you who remember the Career Builder commercials.
Yeah.
Basically, what sold me on monkeys and potentially living with a monkey, again, fathom even owning one or dealing with the actual problems, but seeing those monkeys in suits and smoking cigars or whatever, whatever the heck those monkeys are doing, which must have been the most amazing commercials to film, but just hanging with a monkey in general, just like chilling on the couch, playing games with it, whatever. I mean, I just feel like type of monkey is a whole nother argument, but,
super smart.
Yeah.
Another very smart animal. And also what sold me on that too is Ross from Friends. I know it's fiction, but
right.
He has that pet monkey for a while.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool. So yeah, it all depends. I guess it all depends on what type of monkey you get, but I just think monkeys are cool. I mean, whatever, their DNA is like 98% human.
Is it? Yeah.
Primate. I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forget if it's. I think it's the category of primates. Like primates in particular, 98%. DNA genetic similarity to humans, which just makes sense, obviously. But so that's monkeys number two.
Monkeys number two.
Number three. This is more dangerous. I mean, elephants are dangerous, obviously. And certain monkeys can be.
Okay.
But number three, I can't leave this off the list at all, ever.
Okay.
Jungle cats.
Do you have a specific jungle cat in mind?
This is the problem I have.
Mm.
I'm torn between leopards, cougars even. Panthers, whatever. I mean, I don't know. Lions are cool. Jaguars look cool. I mean, how cool is a jaguar pattern,
Oh, absolutely.
There's also clouded leopards. They're very rare, but they're clouded leopards. So, they're mostly black, but they have, the grayish spots, too. They're really cool looking. So, I don't know. I'd have a tough time... narrowing it down. I think I'll probably have to narrow it down for our next segment. But for now, my list is elephants number one, monkeys number two, jungle cats. And I categorize jungle cats because can't be these little dainty little house cats. So how about you?
Man, well, we know each other very well. More well matched because two of the things on your list were also on my list. So I will think on the fly here to add some new ones.
This is good. This is great. This might actually work out.
I know. This might. Now it'll work out. Now this is what sold you.
Just think about those of us who heard the last episode, how much we disagreed on domestic pets.
I know. Maybe we just have to go exotic.
I know. This might be cool.
I have elephant on my list as well.
Oh, nice.
Great. And I also had leopard on my list. So okay. Now I will add some new ones to the list to add to the list, you know, so we know we agree on those, right?
Yeah. So give me some new ones.
Okay. So, I mean, I mentioned this one already, but it's a big one for me. The Galapagos turtle, specifically nice. The land yes. turtle, would be a dream pet of mine.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think it's also really unique. I mean, they're very smart. And I think it would be so cool to have a pet that spanned many generations.
Yeah.
So the saddest thing about, let's say, owning a dog, for instance, is that their life expectancy could be anywhere between 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
And then yeah. you grow so fond of that animal, they're part of your family, and when they die, it's really sad. So to have a pet like that, that could really live anywhere between 60 to like 100 years, I just think that would be so cool.
Oh, to it's because obviously you could pass down money, but how many people can pass down a turtle?
It could potentially go three generations, this one pet. Oh, absolutely.
I thought I heard that they could be over 100 years old.
I think maybe, like into the hundreds.
I don't know. Leave something in the comments. Let us know what you got. You know, because yep. I feel like these turtles can get real
oldest
old.
Land turtle.
Yeah.
Where's the oldest land turtle? I'd love to know.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. That's cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
That would be really cool, I think. You'd have that turtle for a long time. Okay. So, and then I'd also love an owl.
Those are awesome.
I mean, you'd never have to worry about mice in your house,
mm-hmm.
outside the house. And I love their little, ooh, I love their, and I just think they're so cute. I know that they would sleep during the day, but I would just watch them at night.
No, they're cool.
They're nocturnal.
You could set up like, you know, night vision camera traps and just to see what they do at night, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Or get some sort of night vision camera just to watch them.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great. You know, I'm sure. Well, that's what farmers are doing now. The scarecrows can get phased out a little bit, but now people put up those fake owls up. I see them all the time.
Oh.
Those fake owls.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
For the rodents and stuff, you know, they just see.
Oh, they see the owl and they scurry?
I feel like just driving by and seeing like farms and stuff, you see, I've seen scarecrows every once in a while, but I always see like those fake owls and fake, you know, it is mostly owls that I see. That are like the wooden things, and like the wind can spin them so they can turn a little bit, you know, because owls cool. can kind of turn, and like the heads can turn.
More realistic than if a trap like that is interactive. I mean, even if it's just like wind powered or something.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm sure there's different birds that might be better for different areas, but I've just seen so many like owl things just like stuck up on poles and, you know, railings and fencing that are just like, tell the mice, like, go ahead.
Not here.
Go ahead, try it, you know, and the owl just chills, the fake owl just chills and it does the job apparently. So it's got to be something to it.
Yeah. But yeah. That's a good one. And then the third one, something we haven't touched on yet, is water animals. And I think my other pet would be a dolphin.
That's a really cool one.
Yeah. They're super friendly and cute.
So
and, you know, I'd obviously have to have a lake, a private lake for this dolphin.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't, I would never want to like give them like a small little pool to live in. I'd want something natural.
They're fast. They would need a lot of area.
I believe they are another mammal that they have sex for pleasure. Not just a random fact that I know. I'm just saying.
No, I know.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, there's other. Yeah, yeah. No, I. Yeah. Well, really, if you want the beach life too, if you have like a little cove and you have some dolphins hanging out in there,
right?
And
I mean,
regulars,
maybe if you feed them, they would just keep coming back without actually having to.
Yeah, if you just like breed fish in a cove or something like that, you know, the dolphins like. You know?
I like this waterfront beach cove, private beach cove.
I know, with their own private.
With my own dolphins.
Cluster of dolphins. I don't know what the hell they're called. They're not called schools, right? No, that's like fish.
No, that's for fish. I don't know what you would call a group of dolphins.
A squad of dolphins.
Dolphinos. For plural. I don't know. I'm just making sure.
That would be pretty sweet, having a squad of dolphins.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be of the ones you mentioned, but if you had to pick an animal that you would risk your life to domesticate this animal and like bring it into your house.
Completely wild animal. Yes. Okay.
Do you have one?
Well, yeah, I have one. This is like you're in a regular house, right? You have no special modifications available. No extra land.
You don't own an animal sanctuary. You just have like, yeah, normal sized home.
Basic regular house. Okay. For me, it's panda bear.
Aww. Oh, I love that.
I think a big sell for me on panda bears, I mean, again, I have no idea what it's like 24/7. I've seen just so many videos of panda bears just like, they look like they're just having fun all the time.
Go down slides.
Yeah, that's all
they're
they,
just chilling. All they
literally
out.
Do, it's, I mean, again, it seems to me they just literally goof off all the time. They just have fun. They just eat bamboo, right? They're not really meat eaters, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
I think they just love bamboo. I mean, it's bamboo is expensive to get. I guess that would be an expensive pet for sure. Any exotic pet's gonna be expensive to feed. But they just seem like they're like the coolest, most relaxed animal ever, and they just have fun. At least out of the exotic ones.
Yeah.
And now the other thing is they have an issue with even like getting horny. So like, you don't have to worry about a thing humping you, right?
Top consideration. I would think the bigger consideration nuts
sometimes and have at
here
it and
would be the biting or like eating you.
Yeah, but panda bears, I don't think they eat meat. I don't think they do. I mean, they probably eat bugs.
Well,
I can see them eating bugs and stuff. Maybe a frog, but I don't think they, because like grizzlies will eat a whale.
Well,
they'll eat a
deer
carcass, like, you know.
People who try to like live with them. And, you know, an animal is an animal. They just, they can turn on you on a dime. Like, doesn't matter if you've lived with them, let's say, for whatever, 10, 15 years. Like, their instincts are going to kick in if something is threatening them.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. It's just, they're unpredictable, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have your regular house?
Yeah.
One exotic pet that you'd bring on board?
I think it would be a tiger, you know? I mean, you and I have watched those videos of people who, I guess they are like zoo trainers or, you know, people who bring like wild cats into their home.
And obviously we've all seen Tiger King.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we all watched that.
That was an easy sell for me to get watching. Then, I got hooked after the first episode.
Right. So I think, I mean, they're beautiful. And I would love to just, you know, I really just want like a snuggly pet. I know like tigers can be vicious, but maybe they would just like want to play. And
they're probably really cool when they're cubs. And you know, I think tigers are probably the coolest looking exotic animal.
Yes.
That orange and black
next
is
to
really
leopard.
Cool.
I think leopards are equally as cool. Looking.
Yeah. Leopards are cool. Yeah. No, you're right. The cats have like cool patterns. They really do. Jaguars, you know. In a cougar, it looks like it's a basic, you know, look, but even cougars look cool, you know, the way that their tails are cool, you know, cat tails are cool too. So, but yeah, so that's
if I'm
funny.
I'm going to get a cat. I'm going to go big.
So this is, you're going to go big. Yeah. So I think now we come to realize, and this will reaffirm this.
Oh.
That my honorable mention pet was also a tiger.
Oh.
Wow,
so your runner-up was a tiger, huh?
My runner-up was a tiger. Now, I know when I did my top pets, I just picked jungle cats overall. But if I did have to pick one particular type of jungle cat, I think tiger would be it.
Yeah. Wow.
White tiger, you know, is cool.
Mm, beautiful.
They're cool, I mean, obviously. But, yeah, so I think I think that's my...
more in agreement on exotic animals than domestic animals.
That's
Kronk
and the Bro for you. That's what you get. That's what you get with us.
Wow.
So I think it's settled. Our first together pet needs to be...
animal. Well, maybe we just get like a smaller turtle.
Yeah, that's true.
I know how to sell you on this.
Go ahead.
We get four turtles and you get to name them after the Ninja Turtles.
That's cool. That'd be pretty sweet.
I feel like that'd be something you'd be down for.
I'd be down for that. I wouldn't turn that down. But I feel like that's just been done. So I'd feel, as cool as that would be, we agree that it's very cool. I just feel like. But then we know what happened. Here's the problem. There's a problem with that. I have no problem naming the turtles, but then what I'd want to do is I'd want to bring them to a lab, and I'd want to mutate them and crossbreed them with humans, and then I'd actually have, like, you know, actual human turtles. Well, I would want to take that next step and do that. That's the problem.
No, I don't think you can do that.
I'll try, though.
I know you'll
try. I'm
going
to at least try it. Not going to happen, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't you think, like, an exotic land turtle will do it for you?
It would. I'm getting greedy now, but...
You are getting greedy with your exotic animals.
Yeah. Well...
Well, I think my runner-up, and this is kind of out there, but I have heard they make very good pets, is a skunk. You take their stink glands out, and they can be domesticated like dogs. And they're, again, my criteria, fuzzy and cuddly. Don't know if they're hypoallergenic, though, so I might
Yeah, that might be a problem. The allergy stuff, yeah.
But I do they would be super cute to cuddle with.
I mean, if there's no scent glands, right? Because I don't think... I mean, skunks are kind of scavengers, so they might eat meat, but I feel like if... Yeah, I feel like I've heard that, too.
People have done this. People do rescue skunks when they're babies. Yeah. They take the glands out, they bring them indoors, and it has been done. Yeah, so less so than the tigers.
They look like little cats. I mean, they kind of are little cats, right? I mean, they're obviously a little bit bigger. They're like a little bit... Yeah, they're weird. They're funky animals.
But I wonder if they could also, like, fetch things like dogs in their natural kind of scavenger instincts.
They'll probably... I feel like they would probably play.
Probably, yeah.
I feel like skunks would probably play with stuff. They're smart.
I think skunks would probably play more... Well, I don't know. I haven't had a cat since I was little.
Skunks are probably really smart, too, because they can get into, you know, like raccoons, they can get into trash and stuff.
Right,
and they,
mischievous.
They're mischievous. So I feel like skunks are pretty smart.
Yeah. I guess cats would play just as much as skunks. I don't know where that lands.
Those scent glands got to go, though. Oh, my God.
Oh, big time. Can't have it now.
Yep. So, all right, well, so we've gone over our top pets, our top pet that we would live with if we just had a regular house.
Yep.
So the segment one, of course, we had the dream land, and obviously assuming you have the resources for the top pets, of course we have the one regular house.
Our future animal sanctuary, so to speak.
Yep. So now, final segment, and this is where we get into our true crime game.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun, right? So the topic is exotic pets.
Of course.
And basically, this true crime segment is going to be, exotic pets backfiring. Go ahead.
Right. And we call it, it's our true crime detective segment.
Yes. Yep. So, briefly, for everyone, we each pick 3 falses, 1 truth. And the stakes?
Oh, 100% we are doing stakes
this
time.
You want to do stakes?
I am not letting that slide again for you,
Mr. All right. Okay,
cool. You got off so easy.
Oh, thank God. That was sweet. That was sweet.
Okay. Do you have stakes in mind?
I thought about it, and I do have one in mind.
Okay.
I think it'd be funny. It'd be funny for the people who watch. So here's the deal. Whoever wins gets to choose a wig of their choosing. They get to pick the wig, and
I like it.
And, like, you know, a lot of times we like to try to have the punishment be quick, like the book reports, right? We try to have someone do that right away. I think for this one, the person should just be ambushed right before we do an episode.
So they don't know when it's coming.
So they have no idea when it's coming.
Okay.
We just surprise each other with the wig.
Wig of choice.
Yes.
Because you and I are Halloween enthusiasts. So we actually have a good stock of wigs at our house.
Yeah. Oh, I believe me. You're going to want to get more creative, because I have no problem putting on a mullet wig if I have to. You know I don't care. You know, so.
Oh,
yeah.
I have the wig for you.
You already do?
Oh, 100%. Right. No question in my mind.
Right,
I already have it.
Obviously need to,
it is done.
I obviously need to win this, so that way I can think of a wig I can get for you.
No, it's time for me.
All right, cool. Yeah,
to
and
get
so,
redemption.
Okay, so for the wig stipulation,
This
wig has to be worn the whole episode, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't get off that easy.
Yeah, so it's got to be a whole episode with the wig.
Done.
Surprise. Ambush wig.
Done.
All right.
I accept the terms of this agreement.
Okay, now... Here's the only other variable we have to discuss.
Okay.
If we tie.
Oh, interesting.
You know what? Fine. You know what we'll do to have fun? If we tie, we both get to do a wig ambush on each other.
Right. Maybe just different times. Or it could be the same.
Yeah, no, you know what? That's fair. We'll do different times then.
Yeah. Or we could combine them. We'll decide later.
Okay. So you good with that?
I'm good with that. I still accept these terms.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So why don't you launch into your game?
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. When private stock backfires. These are, you know, I base this off of exotic, out of place, you know, things, right? A, one pet owner in Louisiana released 20 piranhas in fresh water. B, an Ohio man set 35 jungle cats free. Is it C, six Komodo dragons set free in Florida? Another Florida. D, 13 king cobras / boa constrictors released and set free in Florida.
Okay.
So I'll go over one more time. Do you need one more time?
I think I know. I'm going to go with C, the Komodo dragons set free.
So you choose C, six Komodo dragons released in Florida?
Correct.
Wrong, Kronk. Was it the tigers?
Yes. Close.
Victory. Victory. Well, for now, I at least get to get you awake. Thank God.
Not necessarily.
All right. So for those of you who are interested, this is actually a true story. 2011 in Ohio. Listen to this lineup and this roster of what this guy released into the wild. It's a sad story too. Well, somewhat sad. Well, yeah, it's sad. This man released 18 tigers, 17 lions.
You said 13 tigers.
I said 35 jungle cats.
I thought you said 13.
I thought I said 35 jungle cats. If I said... No, 13 was the king cobra's boa constrictors.
Okay.
My decoy.
All right, continue.
35? If I misspoke...
I'm calling shenanigans on this. If I listen to the recording and it was 13, I'm going to call shenanigans. I'm going to demand a recount.
All right. If I misspoke and that was interpreted, then, you know, I guess I'll...
Technicality.
I'll level the wig with you.
You lost on a technicality.
All right. Hold on. Sorry. So I was going back in. This Ohio man, true story, 2011, 18 tigers, 17 lions, 8 bears, 3 cougars, 2 wolves, 1 baboon, and 1 macaque. Little smaller monkeys. But yeah, he released these things into the wild in Ohio. Sadly, if you guys wanted to spoiler that on how this story ends... Unfortunately, all of these animals, since they're not native to North America, just, you know, the state troopers and animal control or whatever in Ohio had to put them all down.
Oh, that's awful.
I know.
Wow, that's really sad.
But I mean, it's, you know, think about it though. Like, there's, it's, the news story is crazy, but basically the short story is, if you don't want to look it up, if you don't feel like looking it up, random people, random citizens were just walking down the street. And they see a bear and a tiger.
The people are endangered. Yeah, I know.
It's tough, and it's really sad. Baboons too. And of course, the cougars, the wolves, and the bears and lions and tigers, of course. But baboons are also a crazy animal as well.
Yeah,
they're violent. They're territorial too. So it's like the macaque was like the small one, like that was like less hell raising than the other ones. But that is a crazy lineup. That was a true story. 2011, pets go wrong.
I was so close to picking that one.
Almost.
Ugh.
Almost. But I threw you off.
Bummer.
I knew that I was weighing on Florida, so that was my key. I said two of them in Florida.
Lots of crazy stuff goes down in Florida. I'm just going to pick that one.
Yeah. And the piranhas in Louisiana was obviously a fake. King cobras, boa constrictors in Florida. 13, at least it's a fake. Yeah, who knows? Maybe someone has released king cobras in Florida. I can't say. Florida's crazy. We don't know.
Yeah.
But at least the true story is B, 35 jungle cats set free in Ohio amongst other crazy animals.
That's wild.
Yep.
And really sad because they had to put all those animals down.
Yeah,
that's really sad.
That's a bummer. That's really sad. Well, that's part of the other sad thing is there's more, that messed up stat that there's more exotic cats, jungle cats alive in America than there are in the world.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Too many people with the power to buy them.
Yep. So, all right. So enough of my bummer story. Go ahead. What's your true crime?
All right. Pick your poison here. So my theme for you is animal escape artist. So which of these animal escape stories is true? A, is it monkey steals a car at the zoo? and makes it to the parking lot before getting caught? Is it B, octopus escapes from the aquarium through a drain pipe to the sea? Or is it C, pig escapes slaughterhouse in a Texas farm and crosses the border into Mexico? Or final, is it D, a snake slithers into the bottom of a baby carriage and only makes it to the zoo gift shop?
Whoa. Crunk, I'm going to give you props to start.
All right.
I love that you got animal escape because I think it's awesome. It's a really cool, really cool question.
Your natural instincts kicking in.
Okay. I desperately want the pig to be true, that the pig makes it to Mexico, though I don't think that's the right answer. I'm going to go with B, octopus escapes through a drain pipe into the ocean.
God damn. That's the right answer.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I won last game, and I didn't get redemption. This is bull.
You forgot to set stakes beforehand.
I'm going to listen to that tape, and I'm going to call shenanigans on you. All right, listen.
You guys heard it here, okay?
I know. Those I know you're you, true.
If I said 13 on accident when I meant to say 35 for the jungle cats specifically, even though I know I said 13 for king cobras, boa constrictors, if that happens to be true, you have my word that I will honor the wig. That means we I still get my wig on you.
Right.
Because I still get that.
But the tiebreaker rules were that we both had to do a wig ambush.
If my speech faltered in that moment, we have reviewed the tapes, we both do an ambush wig.
All right. Well, that was good. You got that one. I thought you would pick one of the crazy ones.
Octopus I've actually seen a ton of stuff on octopus, but yeah. I actually did not know about that story. But I know, like, they have no bones. They can squeeze through everything.
And very smart.
Very smart. Mm-hmm. They can camouflage. I mean,
yes. Oh, the camouflage is
really
wild.
Cool. Some of them, it's really cool how much they can camouflage. But yeah, like, they're just the most, like, I don't know. It's weird. They're the most, like, adaptable animal, like, of doing anything. They can, like, I saw a video where an octopus mimics a sneeze. Wow. I saw a video where an octopus disguises itself as a sea snake.
Wow.
And it gets, like, the black and white pattern. It's one thing to have, like, you can change your whole body to a particular color. This octopus changed its pigment so it was, like, literally black and white. Like, it looked like an actual sea snake.
Wow. I mean, what a chameleon.
They are crazy.
They're a sea chameleon.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what they are.
Crazy.
So, yep.
Well, I will try not to be a sore loser, even though I passed up on an opportunity that I won. You should really honor a wig because I won last game, but I won't. Well, I won't drive it home.
We're still waiting on someone getting into cold water.
I told you I have time. I'm a procrastinator, so I'm gonna wait.
All right.
I'm going to wait until that ice melts and gets a little bit warmer.
So you can probably just deal with the fact that I won?
No, because
and you don't get any stakes
because
you still have to pay your debt of polar plunging.
I won last game, and you don't have to do jack shit. And that's bull. I call bullshit on that.
Lesson learned, Kronk.
Lesson learned. Never again. You're never getting off that easy. Next time, double or nothing. It'll be big stakes for you.
Big stakes?
You better watch it.
Bring it because
I will bring it.
It backfires for you.
I will bring it.
Your
no
polar
kidding, it
plunge
backfired
big time.
Yeah, no kidding. A wig and a polar bear plunge. Jeez.
You got a lot in your plate, Kronk. It's going to be messy for you. So I'm victorious and I'm happy in this way.
I'm victorious too. I won last time. I'm going to still live with that win. I'll still gloat.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, thank you again for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed our exotic pets segment.
We love you guys. And tell us where we were wrong. Leave it in the comments. What's your pet? What's your domestic pet? What is your regular house pet? You know, if you got any other things you dispute from us, feel free. We'd love to hear from our fans and listeners. So tell us where we were wrong and drop comments. Take care.
Catch you next time. Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.